May you ask a question? If it's not a mocker question, of course.
No, I didn't see the follicle symbol on the shirt. I was wondering, were you referring to the thing at the top?
The whole pointy thing going all the way up.
Oh, okay.
The whole pointy thing. Why do you have a pointy thing on your building? It's an Egyptian phallic symbol. It's a male penis. Oh. They worship fertility. That's what that's from.
The building's built? Okay.
The steeple.
The steeple.
You have one of those on your house?
No.
There you go. Now you're kind of acting foolish because you look like a smart man. You can't see that steeple?
I can, but...
Then why are you asking about it? What is it the shape of?
But I'm just saying...
Go look it up, young man. Look up Wikipedia.
Looking at the...
And then there's a cross, which is a Roman Catholic symbol. Jesus died on a stake or a tree. Look up the Greek word. Cross means storos. It's a stake or a tree.
Yeah.
The cross is a Roman Catholic symbol that they venerated. That's not biblical. Sin. What you're focusing on is steeple. You need to focus on the gospel. If you haven't been born again by the gospel and come out of the world and you can't see this as sin, that's the last thing. I'm just showing you hints. That's the last thing you should worry about. You're like the guy drowning, worrying about how much money's in your wallet. Foolish. Foolish young man. What is your name so I can pray for you?
Tyler.
I'll pray for you when I go to God in prayer. My name is Tupos. That's my wife, Amen. I'll pray for you because there may be something in you, but you got to go deeper. And if you come to Christ, you will lose all of this.
I know.
By the way, Sam, I want to say one thing.
Yes,
when
sir.
You truly come to Christ,
yes,
you lose your old life. Jesus said, count the cost. You will lose most of your family, friends, associations when you truly come to Christ. You can't bring everybody with you in this carnival. You got to come to Christ and follow him obediently. And Jesus said, ready? The church systems, Jesus said his people will be hated in the world. Nobody hates the church systems. They love this.
Nobody here hates you.
They love this. They love this.
I mean, we enjoy this.
Oh, absolutely they hate the truth because he won't bring his Bible.
You didn't say the truth. You said hate you.
We'll be hated for the name's sake. They would have called the police and run me off already if they had legal standing. The pastors call the police on me all the time. They told me, you can't stand there. I said, who says who? They tried to run me off. They do hate the truth. Why are they not coming and loving the truth?
I'm listening.
You did.
I love everything you have to say.
You may end up.
I would also love what he has to say.
You may repent, but does it? Yeah, but if it doesn't line up to God's word, it's pointless. What I told you lines up to God's word.
I'm just thinking. I know I see sin everywhere, but I don't know a single person besides God who is perfect.
You don't know what?
I don't know a single person that is perfect besides God.
You're supposed to strive to be perfect.
Yes.
This man's not a perfect husband, but I bet he tries real hard to be the best perfect husband and dad. You're just making excuses for sin now. You can't keep willful sin. You're making excuses. Oh, I'm not perfect, so I can keep sinning. Stop what you know is sin. So stop what you know is sin. This is sin. Stop it. Stop it. The church system, the false gospel, the worldliness, the pagan holidays, the feminization. A coward pastor. Stop being associated with all that and follow Jesus Christ. And if you ever need help, I'll help you. And I don't want a dime from you like them collecting money. I want you to open the scriptures, go deep and be transformed by the renewing of your mind and come out of the world and follow Jesus to glorify him. You're not glorifying God today.
My question is, how am I supposed to...
I just told him how. You listened. I just told him how.
How can I help others who don't know Christ?
You get holy and godly, then look at how many people I'm reaching with a sign by standing out. Any seekers here, they know right where to come. If he's a seeker, he knew right where to come. I don't go and join them. If we were all in quicksand and you wanted to rescue us, would you jump in with us? Please say no. You go, we'd all go down. What would you do? Stay on firm ground, throw a rope to us and pull us out one at a one. Who wants to come out? That's what you do here. I stand outside. I'm throwing the life rope of Jesus Christ gospel, calling people to come out. You guys all have the mindset, go in and let's all live in sin together. Friendship evangelism is the biggest lie of Satan. My family knew me for 55 years. They all turned away from Christ. Friendship evangelism. Israel didn't know the prophets when they showed up. They tested them to the scripture. You guys all have friendship evangelism. Christmas, Easter, bounce houses, all of this stuff. This is friendship evangelism.
Are you guys hungry?
No, sir.
Food?
Thank you, but no, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Would you like a gospel card? Test yourself to the biblical gospel. That's
gospel.
Eternal food.
I get gospel in here.
No, that's a false gospel. It doesn't call you out of the world.
No,
look up our testing. It'll prove it. We're going to have it all up in a couple days. They're not, you haven't come out of the world, they have a false Jesus, and your pastor has been hiding the whole day yet to come and address me with the word of God.
You know,
a coward. He's a hireling, feminized, paganized coward. And he's getting a 1 Timothy 5 rebuke. Yeah, 1 Timothy 5, publicly rebuke those who are in sin, so others will see and fear. You don't believe God's word, do you? You need to repent. We love you. Test yourself to the word of God. Oh, Jamie's back over here. Let's go see if he's got his Bible.